I'd like now to welcome Argus McCallum and Daniel Bonhorst. They are doing a production this coming weekend and next weekend called Word Overall, Walt Whitman and Pablo Neruda. It's at Teatro Paraguas. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
A pleasure to be here.
Thank you for having us.
So these two poets, are you each reading the poetry of one of them, or how does it work?
The whole cast will be sharing the work of both Neruda and Whitman, so the Neruda will be read in Spanish with English translations projected, and the Whitman will be read in English with Spanish translations projected.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. So there's multiple people in the show?
We have 10 actors and 2 musicians, and the actors actually perform the poems. They're not reading off a piece of paper, but performing, and we actually have done a little bit of choreography with some of the poems. Both poets are so their poems are so narrative that it's really a treat.
Very, very interesting. How did you choose to put these two together?
Well, they're arguably the two most influential poets in the history of the American continent, and Neruda was heavily influenced by Whitman, though they weren't contemporaries. Neruda was born 12 years after Whitman died, but their work has such a similarity of spirit, the generosity, political, their love poems. There seemed so much affinity between the two of them that it seemed natural to place them side by side on the stage.
Do you feel, as you're working with the texts and reading them, do you feel the influence in Neruda of Walt Whitman?
In the terms of, they're both so compassionate. My wife, Corinna McNeese, has done a couple of portraits which we have placed on the stage, big portraits, and the eyes are just amazing with both of the poets. Their compassion was huge for all of humanity and all living creatures. And their political poems are very strident, very no holds barred, very revolutionary, very much social justice.
And unlike some poets, it's impossible to pin them down or box them in to say what sort of poet they are. They don't see this distinction between public and private and distinction of what they can or can't speak to. There are poets who can, you know, go into meditations on a single bird or a single flower, and at the same time can call to task the entire democratic system. So they can go back and forth very easily between those two, and they're very exhilarating in that sense to work with.
Let's talk about the performance. You've got 10 cast members performing these poems. Are you directing that, Argos?
No, Dan is directing. Dan is... put this whole script together. You've been working on this project for a year, right?
Yeah, since the end of 2013.
Is that right?
Yeah. They both are very prolific writers, so they each probably have 1,500 pages of poetry. So it's been a long process of reading through their work, finding poetry that's not only quality, but stageable, and then finding, of that work, finding the work that relates between the two of them thematically and otherwise.
And so how are you directing it? What is the performance like?
Well, some of the pieces are monologued, some of them are ensemble acted, and the show has a sort of thematic evolution. So we begin with a section of introduction to poetry, we move into love poems, and we move a bit toward dissatisfaction, political poetry, war poetry, and then in the second section there's an arc of appreciation for animals, birds and eels, and then it moves into departures and death and the end of the show. So we don't provide any extra narration, it's simply their own poetry and prose speaking back and forth, but it's our impression that having the work side by side and having it evolve through the show as it does is enough, and we like that they are just able to speak for themselves.
Are there like costume changes?
There are some costumes involved.
A few props and lights and sound, especially during some of the war poems of Whitman. Whitman was a volunteer nurse during the Civil War. I guess he refused to fight, but he was wanting to help people back to health if possible.
And Neruda was also involved in the Spanish Civil War effort, so that's one occasion where you can see how the war affected both of their poetries.
And you get to kind of juxtapose those things so that we in the audience can see that.
Exactly.
Now, would you like to read some of the poems from the show?
We would. One of the interesting features of our show is we're featuring three recently discovered Neruda poems that have never been published in English translation.
Right.
And these poems are all untitled, and they're early drafts, but some of them are of extremely high quality, and they were just published in Spanish for the first time early this year. And we're going to be presenting projected translations, but also reading them in Spanish. So I'll read one of the new Neruda poems in Spanish. It's called Poem 17. Digo buenos días al cielo, no hay tierra. Se desprendió ayer y anoche del navío. Se quedó atrás Chile. Solo unas cuantas aves salvajes siguen volando y levantando el nombre oscuro frío de mi patria. Acostumbrado a los adioses, no gasté los ojos. ¿En dónde están encerradas las lágrimas? La sangre sube de los pies y recorre las galerías del cuerpo pintando su fuego. Pero ¿dónde se esconde el llanto? Cuando llega el dolor acude, pero yo hablaba de otra cosa. Me levanté y sobre el navío no había más que cielo y cielo, azul interrumpido por una red de nubes tranquilas, inocentes como el olvido. La nave es la nube del mar, y olvidé cuál es mi destino, olvidé la proa y la luna. No sé hacia dónde van las olas, ni dónde me lleva la nave. No tiene mar ni tierra el día.
Reading of Pablo Neruda by Daniel Bonhorst. And now you are a fluent Spanish speaker, I take it.
Yes, I've lost lots of vocabulary, but retained the accent.
Did you study in Latin America?
I studied, yes, in both Spain and Latin America for portions.
Now, would you like to read a poem, Argos McCallum, by Walt Whitman?
I have a short one here called To the States. To the States, or any one of them, or any city of the States, resist much, obey little. Once unquestioning obedience, once fully enslaved, no nation, state, city of this earth ever afterwards resumes its liberty. Now, those are words that are apropos today.
I was going to say, this could be written any time in American history.
It's so interesting with Whitman. He's so contemporary, so universal, and so ahead of his time, and so misunderstood.
You think misunderstood?
I think so. But I think he was such a giant, and people were uncomfortable around him. And there's a lot of controversy whether he was gay or bisexual or any of those things. Nevertheless, he is a giant and just an amazing person.
I thought he was clearly gay or bisexual.
He is. I think if you go into his work, it's quite clear that he was. He censors himself a bit toward the end of his life and denies these things, maybe trying to preserve his work in posterity at where the society was at that time. But he clearly has deep erotic feelings for men. And if you go by his poetry, for women as well. So it's interesting. This large spirit also correlates to a sort of largesse in his sexuality as well, one could say.
Do you have anything else by Whitman that we could hear?
Yes. This is one of the poems that I perform as a monologue. It's from the book A Backward Glance and Preface to Leaves of Grass. Let me not dare, here or anywhere, for my own purposes or any purposes, to attempt the definition of poetry no answer to the question of what it is. The fluency and ornaments of the finest poems are not independent, but dependent. All beauty comes from beautiful blood and a beautiful brain. Who troubles himself about his ornaments or fluency is lost. This is what you shall do. Love the earth and sun and the animals. Despise riches. Give alms to everyone that asks. Stand up for the stupid and crazy. Devote your income and labor to others. Hate tyrants. Argue not concerning God. Have patience and indulgence toward the people. Take off your hat to nothing known or unknown or to any man or number of men. Go freely with powerful, uneducated persons and with the young and with the mothers of families. Read these leaves in the open air every season and every year of your life. Re-examine all that you have been told at school or church or in any book. Dismiss whatever insults your soul. And your very flesh shall become a great poem and have the richest fluency not only in its words, but in the silent lines of its lips and face and between the lashes of your eyes and in every motion and joint of your body.
Argos McCallum reading Walt Whitman. This should be put in the front of every school child's book on the first day of school every year of their lives.
Correct. Yeah.
It's unfortunate in some ways how Whitman has been anthologized. Some of his more famous poems, like "O Captain, My Captain," are, in our estimation, not very strong poems at all. But then passages like this from the preface to Leaves of Grass have so much to tell us and yet go underrepresented. So that's also one of our goals in this show, is to show the extreme quality and light in some of the pieces that are not as well known.
Daniel, tell us a little bit more about yourself and your own background.
Well, I'm a poet. I went to graduate school for poetry, and I read and write poetry, and was not traditionally involved in the theater until I moved to Santa Fe in 2011 and heard about a poetry show that was happening at Teatro Paraguas, which was Machado y Lorca, a celebration of Antonio Machado and Federico García Lorca, two great Spanish poets. And I loved both of their poetry, so I thought, I need to be involved in this. And so biked down to Teatro Paraguas in the rain and auditioned, and they said I could be in, and the rest is history. I've been acting in their poetry shows ever since, and this is my first stint of directing.
And so you've gathered 10 cast members, and is it, shall we say, the usual suspects, people who've been involved in Teatro Paraguas stuff before?
Actually, we have a number of new people. Liza Frolkes, James Stake, who else? Yeah, a number of new faces. So it's really refreshing and rewarding to be working with such a large group. We also have Yves Lucero and Lena Stavely, who have put together an original composition for flamenco guitar and voice.
I should say it's actually adapted from a composition that was put together by Vicente Amigo and Montse Cortes. So
thank you.
It's a flamenco version that a couple famous flamenco musicians have put together, but Yves and Lena are performing it and do a lovely job with it.
So the performance is called Word Overall, Walt Whitman and Pablo Neruda, and it takes place this weekend and next weekend. So starting on Friday, March 20th, it's Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sundays at 2 o'clock at Teatro Paraguas, which is on the web at teatroparaguas.org. They're at 3205 Calle Marie in Santa Fe. And Sundays are pay what you wish for reservations, and reservations are always recommended. You can call 424-1601. Daniel Bonhorst and Argos McCallum, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.